My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Football terms, I keep getting drawn all sides by the intro to Around the NFL, because when it says John Lopez and Reggie Adetula, I'm like, all right, time to talk. And I'm like, no. Still got to make sure that we let you know that you're listening to Sports Radio 610. Let's clean some things up. I know on the YouTube chat, I know I'm not responding back in the chat. I see y'all talking. Somebody was asking, who's on the other side when it comes to the Colts pass rush? Everybody knows about the rookie, Laiatu. Don't forget, Kwity Paye on the other side.
Yeah.
He has been getting better over time.
No, he has been, and you and I were talking offshore. I was thinking fishing. Off air, I think this is what they're counting on. They're counting on him having a big breakout season this year. He's gone from 4 sacks to 6 sacks to 8.5 last year. Watch that dude, because I think that's going to be that. Potentially problematic.
So there's that. You guys, in our question of the day, y'all responded in a big way to the football game that you'll never forget. And we talked a lot in the positive. Maybe there was a couple negative, like when Kyler Murray busted y'all's high school team in
Mike
the
Renfro.
Mike Renfro, 93.
Well, 93 too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 93 came up quite a bit when it came to Oilers Bills. That one came up a lot. Some various. 713 said they were at the Rosencopter game. Never forget that.
If I made a list, it'd be a long one.
79 Cotton Bowl, Houston Cougars up 21 against Joe Montana in a snowy mess.
The chicken soup game.
Yeah.
He went into halftime, had some chicken soup, came back, threw 4 touchdowns.
And I've heard that's good for the soul.
Shout out to Donovan McNabb.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get into these NFL star games for week one. As a fun layout of week one games. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've already gotten it kicked off with what might be one of the games of the year. And that's probably early to say it, but it was fun. It delivered in a big way.
Yeah.
Ravens-Chiefs in Kansas City just kicked things off. Moving on from that, we start tonight with Friday. You have your Sao Paulo game between the Packers and the what's the word? Eagles is the word I was looking for. All sorts of things coming through. So, Lopez, go ahead and star me up.
Well, do you want to start 1 star all the way up to 5 star or 5 star down to 1 star?
What do you think?
What do you think, Figgy?
Let's go 5 star to 1 star so that we can actually give the good games.
Don't bury the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, 5 star games. We got 4 of them this week outside of last night. I like Packers-Eagles in Sao Paulo, as you just mentioned. Really looking forward to Jordan Love. See what he can. He's the NFC's he's the NFC CJ Stroud. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Plus Saquon.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what does Saquon look on like on that team? For sure.
So I think
that's got Josh Jacobs too.
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
So that's the one I keep forgetting is that Green Bay ended up with Josh Jacobs as an upgrade, or is that an upgrade?
That's going to be a fun game tonight. Fun to watch. Fun on the field. All of it. Five star game. Let's not beat around the bush here. Texans Colts is a 5-star game.
That's right.
It is. No, it absolutely is. It has all the ingredients. You know, you got
beef.
Yeah. You got beef?
Right. And then you also have
Star power.
It's a division game.
Yep. Division game. There's intrigue, I think.
Two quarterbacks that was drafted back to pretty much back to back, kind of.
Yeah. High expectations, rivalry. And I put this in kind of my little notes here. Get used to how this feels, man. The Texans going to play a lot of these.
All right, so when you talk about get used to how this feels, I understand, like, now we're delving into the idea of, like, one rivalry versus another rivalry, but...
High-level games.
Do you anticipate when it comes to this division, the Colts being the one that feels like this the most compared?
I do. The team I hate the most as far as rivals is the Titans, but in terms of the next 6, 8, 10 years potentially, I'm feeling it here. And not just against the Colts. I'm saying get used to playing in these types of games.
No, I think you're right. But that got me thinking. It's like, which of one of these teams in the division do you wonder if this will be the biggest war?
It would be the Colts, too, because they do have a court. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be good or not, but he's going to be around for a little bit.
Yeah. And feel free to disagree. This is my list of 5-star, 4-star. I put
agree
Rams.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. I put Rams Lions. I think that's
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah. Puka, the revamp. I mean, the Lions basically changed their entire secondary.
Which they needed to, right?
Which they needed to.
That was the weak side of the ball for them, right? Offense, they had gotten dialed in. And when I say the weak side, it's respectively because Aaron Glenn did a great job wringing out talent or good play out of what was a limited talent defense.
Yes.
They've definitely tried to up that talent there. And so what is the hype for what's happening with the Lions and then the Rams? What does that look like? Sam's Aaron Donald now, and obviously with the further, I don't know when I want to say decline, but with the further aging of Matt Stafford, what are they able to ring out offensively?
It's
going to
be a terrific game.
And hopefully if he's healthy.
Terrific. And Jets at Niners is my other 5-star game. Monday night, Aaron Rodgers, let's see if he can go more than 4 plays, first of all. And then after that, I mean, the Niners have unfinished business. But they've also been in a little bit of drama. A lot of bit of drama this offseason. So they got to get well and get right, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah. But then also, what are we finally going to get the prince that was promised out of the Jets, right? Like that.
There we go.
Last year, that was all of the rage in the offseason. It's like, oh, they actually got a quarterback, and this is a team that all they needed was a quarterback. I think that our fascinations have shifted in a way where we're not thinking about that as much. But I think that that's still in the back of my mind. Like, were they really just a quarterback away?
And they're really good. And Breece Hall, everything else. All right, 4-star games. I got 2 for you.
Okay.
Jaguars at Dolphins. I really think the Jags have a lot to prove. Starting obviously at the quarterback position with Trevor Lawrence. And they're going to find out pretty quick because the Dolphins, that is a team that I just have to watch almost every week. I mean, they're just so explosive. You never know when they're going to bust out a 60, 70 yarder, and you never know who it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there. I had to go back and think back who was the defense coordinator on this team, Anthony Weaver, for the Dolphins. And I kind of want to see that matchup, right? The Dolphins defense versus that Jaguars offense. I know that they've done a little bit. They've moved in silence in some way.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to see what the Jaguars offense actually looks like and if they're going to be anywhere as inept as they seem like they were last year.
Yeah. No, that's going to be one to watch. And the other 4-star game, Cowboys at Browns. Dak... two rookies starting on the Cowboys offensive line against, oh, by the way, Myles Garrett, the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cowboys are always kind of must watch just whether you hate them or love them. And the Browns, man, Deshaun, too. Did I mention Deshaun Watson?
I don't think you had yet. Appreciate you getting that in there. Yeah, no, is he going to be anything?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing that's been incredible is that you saw him be a quarterback, especially when he was here, that looked like people were talking about as being one of the best in the league.
And was.
His fall from grace has been... I don't even know what the right word is, right? There's so many that flash through my mind that feel like they could be fitting. just is he going to be able to be anything Cable? Because we've seen all sorts of different dudes have to be able to step in into that
and they have doubt.
Offense. That's defense.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They have a lot of doubt.
Yeah, you don't keep all them quarterbacks if you
have doubt.
And also, it's Tom Brady's first game commentating.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that in there.
Yep.
Big time. Three-star games. Cardinals at Bills. Some people are kind of buying stock in both these teams despite a lot of transition. Cardinals kind of came on at the end of the year. The Bills made a lot of changes, starting with Stephon Diggs and then the salary cap and everything else. Yeah. I'm not a Bills believer, as you guys know, but this will maybe go a long way.
Yeah, I think that you're spot on with that. I guess, to be fair, I didn't do a lot of watching of the Cardinals last year because why would I do that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be fun to just get an eye on them in this season a little bit. But, yeah, I think that might be. And then this really is just getting an eye on them game. I don't know how much I'm, like, super intrigued. But, yeah, I kind of want to see what
these teams are. Marvin
Harrison Jr. Oh, yeah, that too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's fair.
It's got a 3-star feel. So does Titans at Bears. I think a lot of people are going to be watching just kind of see where Caleb Williams is, what he does. Can he bring this Bears team back to life? And it starts, this weekend.
Are the Titans going to keep being a boring team to watch?
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Because they used to be boring as hell to me. I'm not going to lie.
They, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, Brian Callahan, you know, who knows what he's going to do with that offense. This game reminded me of a reality TV show that I like to watch.
Okay.
Flip or Flop.
Oh, okay. Nice to know that you're an HGTV guy.
Yeah, yeah. Are these two teams going to flip the script, or are they going to flop again?
Okay, all right.
Patriots at Bengals is also a 3-star game. It might be ranked a little high this weekend, but I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued more with Joe Burrow.
Maybe like a 2.
It might be a 2. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But I'm intrigued. You know, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what he can do. The Patriots, though, they're in rebuilding mode, and who knows what they're going to have, you know, at quarterback especially. So,
yeah.
Raiders at Chargers is a 3-star game to me.
Agreed.
Probably would have also been a 2-star based on the Raiders, but you got Jim Harbaugh, you got Devontae Adams, but who's still holding a grudge of all things. The schedule release video that the Chargers had when they had him in a trash can or something. He was talking about that this week.
Yes, he was.
He was talking about. And Justin Herbert, another quarterback that I like, but I can easily be talked off that.
Devontae might be dealing with the downside of not having a quarterback that's of particular interest. Because if you had a quarterback, a lot of those questions probably still get fielded towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
He is the man of note in that locker room, so you get to answer the question. It's kind of the, I'll liken this to basketball. With the Knicks, when you were in full James Dolan mess,
yeah.
except like James Dolan don't step in front of cameras, and at that point Phil Jackson was really not kind of indisposed, and so yeah. all the questions about their mess went to Carmelo Anthony, like he was running something. Like I feel like that might be where Davante Adams is right days. Now, where he is answering all the questions because their quarterbacks aren't people that people want to ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah. Another three-star game, Broncos at Seahawks. Bo Nix, the first rookie to start an opener since John Elway for the Broncos. No pressure, kid. I mean, no pressure at all. And the Seahawks, they've completely changed their defense.
I like this team.
You like the Seahawks?
I like the Seahawks. I do.
I think, I mean, I said defense. They're offense. They're the new offensive coordinator, all kinds of, you know, new open type offensive approach.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're moving away from the entrenched Pete Carroll, and now, you know, some of those struggles that had been, you know, entrenched, using that word again.
Yeah.
Those go. And now you have a young, fresh mindset with Mike McDonald and seeing how he comes in and establish this. I mean, hell, they got into quite a few fights in preseason just because Mike McDonald was like, yeah, let him get into it. And so I kind of want to see what the tenor of this team is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty intriguing. Another one that maybe you could talk me into making it a two-star, not a three-star, and that's Commanders at Buccaneers.
Yeah, that's two-star-y for me.
You think it is?
Real two-star. I mean, there's the intrigue of the new.
Jaden Daniels is what kind of did it for me. I'm a big fan of his, and I want to see what he's got, much like Caleb Williams. And it's pretty good Bucs defense. Don't sleep on the Bucs. I think they got a little something going on.
I'm asleep. You're going to have to wake me up on the Bucs.
I got them winning that division.
I remember.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Yeah, you're going to have to wake me up when it comes to the Bucs.
I have the Falcons winning there, but don't sleep on the Bucs. Two-star games. We got three of them. Steelers at Falcons. Who's ready for Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins? Come on, raise your hands.
That's right.
I just kind of want to see the Falcons actually get the ball to their best players. Shout out to Arthur Smith. Right? Like, I just want to actually see Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson have the ball in their hands. That's really the thing for me.
It's a kind of game. As is Panthers at Saints. Neither of these teams are going to be good.
I don't like none of those teams in that division, man.
Neither of these teams
are
going to
be good. I feel like those teams be stinking it up for the whole NFL.
Isn't it great to have another division that you can look at and laugh?
But you got Bryce Young and Derek Carr. Stories in their own rights. You know, Bryce Young, what's he going to do? Derek Carr, what's he not going to do?
That's right.
What's he not going to do?
Let me see Spencer Rattler at that point, man.
Yeah. And then the last two-star game, Vikings at Giants. I put in my notes on this one, Hawk Tua.
Okay, that's... I don't think that means what you think it means.
No, not that Hawk Tua. I mean, okay. Like a legit Hawk Tua.
Okay, all right. Okay.
See? All right. You went there. I didn't.
That's fair. That's
you're trying to spit on something?
Hawk Tua, bad teams, underwhelming quarterbacks. I'm just going to look at the score and maybe the roundup.
What makes me laugh is that, you know, I'm always I keep that red zone on me, you know, and so I you can tell a game stinks when you're like, isn't that game on right now? I haven't seen it quite a bit, and I have a feeling that might Vikings Giants might be one of those where you just I haven't seen him on pop up on red zone. Have they not done anything fun over there?
You can have that one. All right, 1-star games, Figgy. None. It's the first week of the season.
Yeah, I like that.
It's the first.
I like that.
Hope springs eternal. We are going to have more than enough time to put some 1-star games on the list. But
next week, some of y'all are getting bad mouth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Giants are going to be a 1-star game no matter who they're playing next week. But well, for now, 2 stars on Vikings and Giants and all those. But man, look at all the 5 and 4-star games.
God bless.
4 5-star games, couple of 4-star games, and that's not counting last night. Going to be a fun weekend.
5-star game tonight, Packers-Eagles. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. And, of course, another one that you can hear right here is the 5-star game, Texans-Colts, Sunday, noon, here on Sports Radio 610. Our guys, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, will get you ready for that one starting at 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 610. There you go, around the NFL. Actually, one more thing I should have mentioned around the NFL. Mm-hmm. Someone else get paid?
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey.
I've seen that, yeah.
24. 24.5 or 25.1.
Okay.
Something like that. 24.1 or 25.1, but who's counting?
He got paid. Yeah. He became the highest paid, and so it's 24.1 because we just saw, who was it that got 24 just a couple days ago as
Pat,
a cornerback?
Pat Surtain.
Surtain, yeah.
So Jalen Ramsey coming back around with that Mulligetta ski mask, and it was like, hey, you know what time it is. We need that plus one.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what you got, 24.1 on a new 3-year extension to make sure that he is the highest paid cornerback. Caserio, keep that in mind, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
When Stingley comes up, when he's ready for extension next season. There you go, around the NFL, in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Someone said 281, Russell Wilson likely to miss the opener with a calf injury. So
That's up in the air.
That is up in the air.
No, I saw that, and a couple of texters said he might miss, he's going to miss. It's still to be determined.
We'll see how that ultimately plays out. Coming up next, the coordinators talked before this week one matchup. Bobby Slowick had some interesting things to say about this offense. I'm interested in what your take is on it, and we'll get that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.